of the blind harper, how he lived in Lochmaben town. He would go to fair England to steal King Henry's wanton brown. But first he's gone unto his wife with all the speed that he could show. This work, he says, it'll never go well without the help of our good grey mare. She says, you take the good grey mare, she'll run o'er hills both low and high. Sit you on the grey mare's back and leave the foal at home with me. So he is up to England gone, even as fast as go could he. When he came to Carlisle gates, who should be there but King Henry? And the king, he looked over his left shoulder, and he says unto his serving groom, take the poor blind harper's mare, put her beside me wanton brown. And then he sang, and he charmed them all so fast asleep. Straightway he took off his shoes, quietly down the stairs did creep. And soon he came to the stable door, with tread as light could be. When he opened and went in, he found 30 steeds and three. And he's taken a halter from his hose, and from his purpose he did not fail. He slipped it over the wanton's nose, he's tied it to the grey mare's tail. And he's loosed them out of the castle gates, and the mare didn't fail to find her way. She was at Lochmaben town 3 long hours before the day. Very next morning in broad daylight, when they had ended all their cheer, behold, the wanton brown was gone, likewise the poor blind harper's mare. And it's oh, and alas, says the blind harper, and it's ever and alas that I came here. In Scotland I've lost me a good grey foal, in England they've stolen me old grey mare. And it's hold you talking, you blind harper, and again of your music let us hear. Well paid shall your coat bowl be, you will have a far better mare. So the harper harped, and then he sang, so sweet was the music he let them hear. He was paid for a bowl that he never had lost, 3 times over for the good grey mare.